fine, sir.
I have a call coming in, General Eisenhower. You have any idea what it might be?
No, sir, I do not.
Fine. It might be anything from birthday greeting to something else, and I just thought I'd better check with you since then.
No, sir, I don't have any idea, and it could be the birthday. Yeah. Could I add my own to that?
Well, I sure can, and I'm one of the things I'm happiest about on my birthday is having men like you with our country. And I told Bob McNamara that day before yesterday, and he said he had to fight like hell to get you 3 stars, but he never was as proud of anything as that. So I want you to know that your efforts and your attitude and your competence do not go unnoticed.
Well, thank you very kindly, sir. And
you've done the most difficult job nearly of anybody in the government, and I hope that before I get out of this place, I can show you in more effective means how I recognize the quality of your service.
Well, I think one of the things that every American is delighted about is to see you and General Eisenhower here working so closely, joined up in this operation out there. I can say this from talking to my own family, my own friends out in the Midwest. This is a thing that gives them great confidence and great satisfaction.
Well, he's been a great help.
If I can participate in that, I'm proud to do
so. Well, you've been responsible, and I thank you, and I don't want to bother you, but I'll just take his call now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed, sir.